Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spillover with DP and Jay. Sip had to get up to practice.
The cars?
This is the Hooters.
Le Hooters.
Me and DP love the
new
Hooters.
Music.
Oh, no.
Hooters.
What?
You know what, Jake? Somebody came up to me and said, I need my own theme music.
You do. Pick your own song.
You need your own theme music?
Mm-hmm.
What would you choose?
It is probably Top Shotter from the movie Belly. Here Comes the Boom. Yeah, that'd probably be it. That's
you need
probably
to pick it.
Yeah.
You need to get that's easily done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easily done.
Yeah.
Does that make you happy?
Because Rico has his
Belly. Belly makes me really happy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Jake has no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know that song.
You probably know what
you're talking about. The look on his
DP
face was like...
could tell off
and
the
there's a variety of reasons. Because there's the way that it had DMX. Do you know who DMX is?
Yes, I know DMX. Mm-hmm. I enjoy DMX.
Do you know who Nas is?
Yeah, I know Nas.
Okay, so they are
too.
Okay, well,
thank you. Hey,
we're making progress. See, the great thing about Jake...
build up to
Jake, we've been making progress steadily...
He's working toward his hood pass.
You didn't even hear this.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Jake, you know, how you doing? Good morning. He said, how you doing, home dog? So then he just crashed.
Yeah.
But now you just rebounded.
Without thinking, though.
Yeah, but it's nature.
The obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious.
you did not give that a lot of time.
No homeboy, homie, home dog. I didn't know
home
that.
What should I say,
sir?
Home skillet.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, you should say sir.
Friend.
No, sir would be good.
Jay.
Your highness.
My dude.
Royalty.
My dude.
What's
my
up,
dude.
Homie?
Okay, I'll say my dude.
My guy.
But home dog, I don't think ever has been in any type of Ebonics.
It's very white. It's very white.
No, Joe,
that's country
Jake,
club.
Jake,
that's country club.
No.
Is it
no,
worse than
no.
white?
That's your own. That's just Jake-isms.
Yeah, I give you full credit.
I said home dog. Listen, I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah. I'll give you full credit for that.
Those two star in the movie, and there's like a scene where they walk into this, we'll just call it an
establishment. Nas and DMX?
Yeah, establishment. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just have... It kind of replayed how me and my boy Jamal would roll up in that type of establishment and set the party off. Now, they robbed the place. We just, we had a great
time. I was going to ask.
Like, yeah. No, we never robbed the place. Okay. But it did. But when you see him do it, I was like, dang, well, maybe we should have done that.
No.
Because
no.
I did. My cousin, I have a cousin that would have been definitely down to rob the place. He would have robbed the place and drove the car away, and he'd be like, hey, you guys just meet me down.
And then went back to the place the next day. Like,
no.
Nothing happened.
Oh, the next night.
Like, nothing happened.
Like, hey, it's drink. Hey, it's
like, hey, guys, what's happening?
Two for one drinks. Two for one drinks.
I don't rob the place.
My cousin was just, yeah, he has no shame in his game.
No,
yeah.
I fully understood. I have that cousin as well.
Everybody does. I think it's just in your.
I need to shout out Jake Sorensen. Jake Sorensen had a day yesterday.
I had a day.
What did you
do,
Jake?
He was on fire.
I'm bringing in some money.
Yeah, he had a day yesterday.
Hey, congratulations. You guys want to advertise? Just let me know. Listeners out there?
I mean, this is.
Call it up.
Like, real talk. There's a 3-month block where we're setting records each month.
And Jake
Sorensen out there working hard, boys.
Jake Sorensen out here leading the Big Ten in sales, man.
Your new nickname is ABC.
Right?
That's right. Hey, I like that. Always be closing. Baby.
Always be closing.
Yeah. I'm closing all the time.
Yeah. No, he's leading the Big Ten right now. He's all conference preseason. He's preseason all conference right now.
You're in front of the what is this, Lindy Sports?
Yeah. That's me right there, actually.
Yeah, it's just Jake. Yeah, it's just Jake. Jake. With his hands out, right? Like, I'm the king. I'm the king.
And he has his golf clubs in the back.
Right,
Don't forget that.
Yeah. Player.
Always at the clubs with you. Yeah. Gotta have them. Gotta have them.
Never leave home without.
No, I wanted to give you a shout out.
Well, I appreciate it. Anybody wants to join in? Hey, you can always join in on the fun. Just Yo, Texas.
We're giving so much stuff for them to
I know. We got plenty of content for you guys.
Student athletes and everything. The student athletes are back next week.
That's
so,
right.
So the weeknights get on fire. And then the weekends, of course, you know, Saturdays. Once we pin down Jay Foreman for a post-game show, we can really.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I kind of like, you can sell me. I'm not sure we can sell.
We'll get some people in there, too.
Well, you know, we're trying to get the big guy.
I know we want
you
the
know,
big
King,
guy.
You know,
might
King,
be a,
might sir.
Be a, I could probably do a Sunday for
you know,
sure.
King
sir,
sir.
If I did a
know.
Sunday show, I could do for sure.
You could do
after
the,
game
you
would
could
be,
do
have
Sunday,
to be super.
Whatever,
but we'll discuss.
Yeah, but you just heard Jay Foreman say he could do a Sunday show. Yeah. He could do like an NFL show. He could do a Husker half-hour Husker recap and a half-hour of Sunday NFL preview.
Preview or recap, yeah, I could do that, but I after game would be nothing.
So now I gotta find a post game partner, but I have two
you've
people.
Got, you've got some,
I have
you've
two
got
people
be there with Rashawn.
I have two people in mind. Well, the whole thing
Rashawn.
Is
Rashawn would tear the place apart.
Yeah. Oh my
the
goodness.
Whole time.
Oh my goodness.
Win
gracious.
Or lose, it'd be so loud.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, the other thing we could do is put Jake with Strick.
Yeah.
Do you realize how loud Rashawn Jackson is?
Yeah, that's why I've been knowing Rashawn.
I've been knowing Rashawn since I was 18 years old.
I want to go back for a second to us being in Indianapolis.
I know, yeah.
Because
the listeners couldn't possibly
you guys
know.
Don't understand.
Lucas Oil Stadium, everybody turned around and looked at it like, who is this dude?
Everybody on Radio Row, everybody at the different podiums saying, who's this guy yelling
I think whatever
on Radio
whatever,
Row?
Whatever coach was up on the big podium looked at him, just stopped like, I'm supposed to be doing my obligation here. And Rashawn was so loud that everybody stopped and turned. Kevin Warren, I seen him turn around. Like,
and it was right,
first of all, Rashawn had his red shoes on, and like I think he had his red sweatshirt. Yeah. They were like, who is this dude?
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky they didn't say, where's your credentials?
Yeah, like, get out of here, bro. I mean, it was funny. You know, Ryan Day, look, he paused. He literally stopped. Mel Tucker just like,
James Franklin, same thing. He's like,
what is
happening?
Like,
they stopped because he stood up.
What is happening?
Yeah.
He straight up yelled at James, sit down, coach. Coach, sit down. He's yelling.
I think, you know what? I think we've worked out. I literally just got the idea bubble. Maybe our new tandem next week would be the post game.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a mental note. That
Jake
might be
Rashawn?
One. No, well, I'm not sure Jake wants to do a post game show. I think
Jake
Jay likes to be there, but
like
I don't
to
think
be there.
I don't think Jake
contribute
wants to.
If I have to.
Well, I want you to vet, but if we're going to do it, we put you in the first hour after the call.
You need initial.
So you can do it. And
what are you
going to
do when they start winning, Jake?
I'm going to be happy, especially when the Dolphins win too. I mean, good luck bringing me down.
I'm gonna have to put up like a company rule that drinking would be allowed after wins,
and allowed and encouraged.
Right.
Not only is it allowed,
if you're in studio, just have it lined up.
Yeah, it's like, well, look at all these beers.
You got beers and Uber lined up for
that's
you.
That's eight wins for Nebraska. That's eight beers I got to drink.
One for every win.
Oh, hey, that's what you should do. For every win.
I drink that many beers?
Yeah.
What if we get to 12 DP?
Then you just got to be
You got to leave your keys. Yeah, wifey's got to pick you up. Wifey's got to pick you up.
That'd be must-see TV.
Be slurring some words.
Well, then we could, I mean, you know, and here's, you know, Dan Swanson from Canopy. He's, you know, he has some beverages of like.
Maybe it shouldn't be a beer. It should be a drink.
I can't drink 12 beer or 12 drinks. That's even more than beer.
That's it'd be inspiring. It'd almost be like, remember that movie Major League? Every time they won, they took
a piece of the clothes off the owner. Yeah. We can't do that.
I'd have my shirt off by the end of the broadcast.
I'd have my shirt off by the end of the broadcast somehow.
I don't know what would happen.
Take you off air, but we would allow you. We would allow you to do it.
Okay, he's 6 deep. We got to cut him off for the air. He'll still be here.
Well, the 6th win, if the 6th, now, it's a big deal, right? If there's a 7th win, you know, Yeah, we
seven wins, Jake. You got to have seven drinks.
Like, we can go week for
you
week.
You can't drink beers. You could probably drink a lot of beers. I want you to drink seven drinks for that.
I could do that. Listen, help you guys. If
what school is it? We do like the Naval Academy does, where like for every score you do number of push-ups. But with Nebraska and Jake, we could just say, okay, week one they win, you do a shot. Week two,
you're over there in Ireland, shots. Right? You'll still be in Ireland.
Week three, we'll record it. Like, you can record it. Week three, they get a win. You do three shots, and we can just continue to go on. And if it's a 10-win season,
you can space it out. You can space it out. Take a break. Take five shots. Have you some water or something.
How about that? I'm gonna have to, Jay. I can't do 10 straight shots if they go 10-2. I can't.
I tell you what.
Him and Nick do it.
Oh my goodness gracious!
That's it right there. You and Nick.
What, do we split it, or do we both do it?
If you get past six wins, then you guys can split it in half, or Nick, then you guys can switch off weeks. Because Nick, I think, can pound some shots.
Oh, well, Nick's 21. He can take that right
exactly.
Now. I'm 31. Yeah. Shots don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they don't.
We know you're still. We know your 30th birthday.
Jake, you wouldn't make your 7 o'clock tea time the next morning after 10 shots.
No, I would make my noon tea time the next day if that was the case.
You'd sleep well. The Dolphins would probably say they beat the Bills 48-10, and you'd oversleep.
I'd be ecstatic.
This is my thing.
Jake would be so mad at Monday.
We can't leave him hungover on Sunday because he's a Dolphins fan. Like, that's literally
the way he needs to watch the game. He's like, am I really watching this? You don't want to be sober and watch Dolphins sometimes.
I believe the Dolphins play the Bills in week two or three in Miami. If they win that game, Jay, I mean, we've lost seven straight. I said we've lost seven straight to the Bills. It's painful. It's terrible. You don't want to be here the next day.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
I'm going to be. Loud.
I have to. I'll say this on there, Jake Sorensen. Because of your work, I made a phone call. I have got you a signed jersey. I know it goes immediately on the wall.
I gotta get it framed. Then
you're gonna have to get this one framed. Okay. Because he's number one, and I think you deserve.
All right. Well,
number one. So we gotta get him that Tua.
You got him a Jay Fiedler shirt.
No.
We love you so much, Jake.
Signed Fiedler jersey, I think I'd be failing.
We got you a Ray Lucas number six Dolphin jersey.
Yeah.
You know how rare that is?
Because no one wants it. That's so why. It's rare because everyone has it and they threw them away.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is fantastic. No, I got you a Tua, man. I thought
he was a Hall of Famer here soon, Jay. That's going to be a big deal.
You know, I mean.
This is the year.
God. Well, that was why I wanted him to emotionally invest in this.
Listen, you realize Jake, I've told you guys that I have drank the most Dolphins Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. This offseason that I think I ever have. And by the way, this is the first time the Dolphins have sold out their season tickets in a very long time. They're sold out.
True.
Time in Hard Rock Stadium history. Because,
Do you like Hard Rock Stadium? Did you like the stadium?
It's okay. Okay. It's not great.
Right.
For everyone who says it's incredible, it's not incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
that they covered up the stands. Like, it's still, open on the field. But I went to a game before it was covered up,
where
it got rained on.
You just don't want to sit there and sweat the entire time.
But I even went to a Thursday night game last year, and there was a one brief shower that nobody got hit by. The field got wet, but I didn't get wet.
Yeah.
So it was an eyesore because they were trying to build the track for an F1 race around there.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to show my wife, she'd never been there before, and I said, this is usually pretty cool. Like, they've got statues out here. It's all gone right now. Yeah,
Are you going back this year?
We'll go back this year. I haven't figured out what day yet, but we'll be there.
Jay, what's the best stadium?
For Big Ten?
No, NFL.
NFL.
Best stadium.
Besides Buffalo?
Best stadium. That is not the best stadium.
I have
stadium.
Been to Buffalo.
That
Buffalo,
is not the best stadium.
Buffalo now is up there. I'd probably say I always go to Kansas City just because
Arrowhead.
Of the atmosphere. Pittsburgh is pretty sweet. Though I would just air those are those.
Have you been on? You've been on Jerry World?
Yeah, it's actually too big.
It's too nice.
Yeah, but it's too big. Like, it's not
too nice.
I like the stadiums like Pittsburgh, where the crowd is close enough that well close enough that you can feel them, mm-hmm. not so close that they can physically touch you.
Where do you put Carolina Stadium? Where do you put that? Middle
okay.
of the pack?
Yeah, it's okay.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, and I haven't been up to
Falcons. I need to go to the Falcons.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
That's supposed to be the
Houston.
The
Houston's pretty good.
Yeah.
And but those are probably about it, you know.
Yeah, Houston's nice. Yeah, Reliant Stadium is pretty nice.
Seattle,
yeah.
I've heard good things about Seattle. What about the new one in San Francisco? Is pretty nice. Levi Stadium.
It's just in a weird place.
Yeah,
like it's just weird.
And when they were at the old one, it just had the mystique.
Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona's good. I've been to that one before. It's nice.
Arizona's nice as well.
You know, the new one in Minnesota is pretty nice too. Yeah. Minneapolis, U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
When Jake turns us into like a Fortune 500 company, then we'll do like a stadium tour.
Oh, I'd be there on the
We'll just do
just
the
do
tour.
A show every week.
Or we'll just take a piece of Jake's commission and we'll just do it.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. All right, boys, I got to bounce. I got to get down to the Broadcast Association stuff today.
Embassy Suites. You have to make a present.
And also I got to go podcast real quick.
Yeah, we got to make sure Bach is here.
Bach's here.
Oh, you saw him.
Yep.
Okay. Good deal.
All right, Old School's next for Steve Sipple, who's already gone. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.